The Feast of the Holy Family. So when we think of the Holy Family, Joseph, Jesus and Mary, we have, rather unfortunately in our mind, this sanitised image of the Holy Family, of those three holy souls. And it's even exhibited here in our crib scene, as you can see, Mary sitting there with the palest of skin, looking very beautiful, looking so un-Palestinian, bless her. You've got Joseph. Well, Joseph highlights to me this year exactly what families are really like, the truth behind what real families are. Joseph had a fall during the week and lost his left arm. Dr. Brian came in. It was a clean break, he told me, and showed me the x-rays. Dr. Brian came in and repaired Joseph's broken arm. So you see up here we have Joseph and Mary and Jesus, angel shepherd. But Joseph is a little flawed. But you can't see that until you get close. And I weave that into my homily because I think that's pretty much what real families are like. If I asked you all to write down for me, what's your definition of a normal family? For some of you, you'd write something joyous. For others, it's the other end of the scale. Who knows what normal is anymore? That meaning of that word when it comes to family has also been taken from us in this day and age. So what is normal? And I think the broken arm Joseph and the things that don't quite match in the crib scene are probably quite reflective of what our families are truly like. Just think, in the Christmas cards and the religious art that you see of the Holy Family, it's nearly always picture perfect. But the reality was that Mary wasn't married to Joseph and she was pregnant. The reality was that she, as I said, at Christmas time, they were in a sense homeless when she gave birth. They then had to be exiled from their own country and live as aliens in a foreign country and then eventually return to their homeland, where they settled at Nazareth, we hear today. At one stage, we know, when Jesus was 12 years of age, they went to the temple, made their visit and headed back home. They lost him for 2 days, lost their son for 2 days. That's extraordinary. And where was he found? In the temple. And I think that's even more extraordinary, to find a 12-year-old in a church of their own free will. So this family, you know, it would define what normal is in a whole other sense. And then later on, of course, we know that Mary tried to direct or correct her son, and she was quickly put in her place by Jesus' first miracle at Cana. And then she had to watch her son be killed as a criminal. This family is anything but normal. And it probably, to some degree, reflects your family too. There will be people here whose families are just perfect. But then lurking behind is the chaos of what makes the image of family actually a real struggle for a lot of people. And Christmas time heightens, I think, that struggle for many families. And I'm very, very attuned to that. Because whilst I don't have children myself, and people have often said, well, how can you give advice about family and raising children, and etc.? Well, I do come from a family. I'm not a test tube baby. And as I often say, you don't have to be a chicken to sit on the egg board. But I get invited, and clergy get invited, into the most intimate, dramatic times in families' lives. Quite often, it's when things are not going so well. And from my experience, the test of a family and its values and how it's holding together probably comes through best when the pressure is on with families, when things aren't going well. It usually surfaces through things like sickness, through a tragedy, through death, through relationship issues. Those hurdles that come before every human being, whether they've bred or not. When I was a very little boy, in junior primary school, I guess, I went and stayed for my first away-from-home visit with a really good mate of mine at school. And when I got to his house, he lived just outside of town. We lived quite a long way out on our farm. Their farm was close to town. And they came from... There were three children in the family, two boys and a girl. I come from a family where there were six boys. I'm the sixth son. And then 6 years after me is my only sister. So for 6 years I had the throne. Once she was born, no photos of me. Got my name wrong every time and still do. I was left twice behind at shopping. They drove home. But I'm fine, I'm over it. It must have been chaos trying to raise six boys out in a rural setting. But my experience of family was boys and noise. I stayed my first night away with my mate at his family, where people were gentle and quiet, they were respectful, they would listen to what you were saying. I never got one punch. It was a whole new world for me on what is actually possible in families, and that my family does not exhibit what every family does. Every family is different. And that was probably my first taste. And we dream, as the words say, to follow the example of the Holy Family, but the reality is very different. So I'm just asking you at this time, when you reflect on family, to get behind the reality of the Holy Family. Now, what makes them holy is their prayer and their desire to follow God. A lot of our families are not holy, they're horrible, sadly. And some of us work really hard at getting from the horrible to the holy. And Christmas can be that time of tension when things just get a little bit too much for some families. Not every family is that gentle. I was raised from a family, as many of you were in my era, that wasn't particularly warm and hugging. We weren't a tactile family. Well, my brothers were. But we just weren't those people. My parents weren't pick you up and hold you people. If you cut yourself, which I remember doing once, rather than saying, "Are you all right?" I remember my mother saying, "Don't bleed on my floor, I've just washed it." And I challenged her about that when I gathered more courage in life. And the reason that she did that was because she wanted to take my mind off what was actually going on with me, and therefore I wouldn't feel the pain as much. And I think that sort of diversional therapy worked to some degree. I remember it very clearly, so it didn't work completely. And you will have your own strategies in the way that you raise your children, and most of those strategies begin with, I will not do to my kids what was done to me. I will not raise my kids the same way that I was raised. A lot of people have that sort of beginning when they strategize about raising children. It took me an enormous amount of courage to tell my mother that I actually loved her. Now, my mum's 92, bless her. She still drives me mad. But God love her, she's 92 and still driving around. She goes and visits the oldies up at the nursing home on Thursdays. I don't know at what point you become an oldie yourself, but that's my mum. And she's much better out there doing stuff for other people, and particularly for animals, than what she probably was with raising children. But when I gathered the courage as a young man to tell her that I loved her, my mother's response was, "And so you should." Once again, I'm not scarred. But I give you these little insights because I think the reality is that I'm a pretty normal sort of bloke. And I come from, in that era, a relatively normal sort of family. We're no shining stars. The fact that my mum is still alive, outliving all of her relatives, is a complete miracle to me. And she still now tries in her own way to offer love and support. It's not the way that I would do it as a parent, but it's her way. That's who she is. It's what makes her normal. So I ask you to reflect on your own families at this time, whether you see them working positively together, or does the energy go into working negatively? And really, what is your role as an individual, as a family member, in all of that? As a child, as a parent, a grandparent, great-grandparent, what is your role in setting your family's path, I hope, to holiness? Because quite often, I think we all think that ideally, it's always great to be home, especially when we've travelled. It's great to be home, ideally. But the truth is that there is no ideal home. So I ask you now, how do you think you and your family are faring?